Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is LBC London News.
Well, President Trump sparked global condemnation by pulling America out of the Paris Climate Accords. The president made the announcement at the White House, saying it is his solemn duty to protect the country from an agreement that he says will disadvantage America's workers. The European Commission, in a statement, called it a sad day for the global community. And after President Trump suggested he was open to trying to renegotiate the agreement, the leaders of France, Germany and Italy told him that idea is a non-starter. From Washington, Simon Marks reports the move is the clearest sign yet, and the president's willingness to pursue an increasingly isolationist path.
After days of suspense, President Trump made it official in what the White House pool report noted was a sweltering rose garden. He pulled America out of the Paris Accords on climate change.
As of today, the United States will cease all implementation of the non-binding Paris Accord.
He offered a vigorous defense of his action. The Paris Accords, he said, are bad for the American worker, bad for industry, and bad for taxpayers. Ever in search of a better deal for America, he left open the possibility of renegotiating it, though the French, Germans, and Italians immediately told him that couldn't happen. And he also made it clear he didn't really mean it.
The Paris Climate Accord is simply the latest example of Washington entering into an agreement that disadvantages the United States to the exclusive benefit of other countries.
And then there was this, perhaps the clearest indication yet, that President Trump didn't have much fun or win much respect at last week's NATO meeting in Brussels and the G7 summit in Sicily.
We don't want other leaders and other countries laughing at us anymore, and they won't be. They won't be. I was elected to represent the citizens of Pittsburgh, not Paris.
The animus the president expressed towards the Paris Accords suggests his decision was never in doubt. Certainly on the campaign trail last year, he told reporters he'd withdraw from the agreement. But a battle royal was waged behind the scenes at the White House, with the president's daughter Ivanka among those urging him to remain in compliance with the agreement. She lost out to ideological figures like the president's grey cardinal Stephen Bannon and Scott Pruitt, a climate change skeptic, who now heads the Environmental Protection Agency.
There's no negotiating with the reality of climate change.
That's Ali Zaidi. He was sent to Paris by President Obama to help negotiate the accords. And like the man he used to serve, who put out a written statement excoriating President Trump for an absence of leadership, he argues the U.S. withdrawal will put it at the economic mercy of global competitors.
People aren't going to be looking at ways to bring them back. They're going to be looking at ways to establish their competitive advantage in pioneering the clean energy and climate solutions that are going to dominate the global economy.
Environmentalists are appalled by the president's action. So are many captains of high-tech industry. Tesla's Elon Musk quit the president's economic council shortly after the announcement, saying he can't work with a man who doesn't believe climate change is real. And on that issue, President Trump is taking a political gamble. A Fox News poll this week showed more Americans are extremely concerned about climate change than war with North Korea, terrorist attacks, or illegal immigration. The president thinks his action, asserting American sovereignty and protecting American jobs, will resonate in the heartland. But at a stroke, the U.S. has joined only Syria and Nicaragua in walking away from the Paris Accords. Simon Marks, LBC London News, Washington. 720.